Thanks so much for being here with me. So, this is just me going on for however long this goes on for, about what I have learned here in a year. Happy cake day for Caroline. Okay. So I'm, splitting this up into the three different, types of users here. We've got authors and listeners and voices, and I'll timestamp those all in the text, so you'll have already read what I'm saying right now. To authors, your main thing is writing scripts. Keep writing them. Just keep writing them. I know that's what everybody says, right? Just keep writing, but that is the thing to do. That means not everything you write is going to get filled. Some of it should be thrown out. And for that, write yourself something stupidly fun. Write something about completely ridiculous things. They do those random tag generator things, right? And you get weird things, right? And you get a skateboard and a smother box and something. I don't know. That was the tag somebody told me one time. so just give yourself something weird to write. So at least you get writing, and then you can throw that out, or it might actually be fun. That's the other thing, is you might have just one line out of a piece that you can go, oh, wait, that line is amazing. Keep that and send it over. And as far as that goes, as far as lines go, I have had a lot of people write to me while I've been here and just write letters of smut. And just saying what they want to do to me and stuff like that. If you get into role play with somebody, on the role play dirty DPP, there's something like that on Reddit. That's super popular. I'm sure you already know what I'm talking about. DPP, dirty role play part, DRP. I don't know what it is. If you get into doing that, that also improves your writing. Do not think you have to always write something different. This is a problem that I have had so many discussions about with different authors, because if you're a good author, and hey, you might not be, so I'm sorry if you're not, but sometimes you just aren't. If you're a good author, you're going to be wanting to, that's not necessarily true, but you're likely to be wanting to try different things, right? And I don't want to get stuck in a box writing the same kink all over and over again. I get that. I do. I get the whole, I don't want to, be stuck in a box saying the same thing I just did, right? I want to be predictable. I want the diversity and variety, and it's new and it's fun to write something new and interesting, but don't feel like you have to. If you love your kink, keep writing your kink. That's the number one thing. I started this with keep writing. That's rule number one. But also rule number one, write what you think is hot. Both of those are exactly rule number one. If you think it's hot, it is. Somebody will think that is hot. In fact, probably a lot of somebody's. I have had so many people. This, what I'm saying right now, goes for everybody. If you think something's hot, share it. I can't tell you how many people have been like, I don't want to tell you, I don't want to tell you. They've dragged it out. And then finally they tell me, I'm like, that's the fucking hottest thing I've ever heard. What were you holding? And they're like, no, I'm the only one. You'll think it's so weird and gross. It's not. I'm sure of it. I have not run into one time yet. And we have had people send me their grossest, weirdest thing. And I'm still like, I would record that. That sounds cool. Write what you think is hot. Getting scripts filled. Send them to performers. I have maybe once gone looking for a script. That makes me sound like a real bitch. I'm sorry, that's not what it's meant to sound like. Because I've always had my inbox full because people are sending me things saying, hey, I'd love for you to do this, or hey, I wrote this for you. I almost never believe that. and don't say it to a performer if it's not true. But if it is, if you did write something for her or him, depending on the gender, tell them, this is, or, talk to them first and hey, I'd like to write something for you. But keep in mind, performers are always getting messages, and I love them, right? Please don't think that I was complaining about that. It's just, I'm emphasizing it's all the time. And for me, I'm not going to say for every performer, but for me, I didn't get into this because I wanted to answer messages, right? I thought people like my voice and I like orgasms. So let's just put that together. Well, I've had a lot of authors say, hey, what do you want? I want to write anything for you. Please tell me something. I just don't want to spend any more time answering another message. And so it doesn't get answered. So, I mean, if you have that kind of a relationship with a performer, great, ask them. But I wouldn't start with that. To me, that's kind of an affront. But yeah, to get them filled, send them to performers, talk about them, be on different groups, you know, outside of GWA. I'm on a Discord called Erotic Audio College. There's a link on the side of my subreddit. Be on the Script Guild. You absolutely should be on the Script Guild. You're talking to other authors then, you're seeing what other people write. And gets you being talked about. And when somebody knows your name, it's easier for them to say, oh, right, I should do that, right? At the same time, please do not fall into the trap of I need to be popular to be good or anything like that. There are popular authors here who I won't ever fill, because they got popular just based on a good name. And there are authors here who nobody knows their name. And I'm like, dude, that script is amazing. Now, that doesn't mean they've been filled, because I'm a whore to the authors that I love. And so I will bump everybody else off my list if one of them writes for me. But the point still stands. The level or the popularity of somebody's name does not directly correlate to the quality of author they are. Having a bigger name, though, can help you be filled more often. Talking to performers. Keep talking to performers. Do it. Talk to them. Find out what they like. Find out what they don't like. Try not to use them as a reference librarian, though. just talk to them. And I know this is a hard thing for authors. That might mean things take longer. But that's okay, because you'll get a better quality out of it. I have a couple of authors here who spent like a buttload of time getting to know me as a person before they ever talked to me as though I were a performer. By the time they wanted information from me or wanted me to fill a script of theirs or something, I totally wanted to, right? Because this was somebody who I cared about. Talk to people, talk to other authors, talk to the performers, talk to people. Write, have fucking fun, and write what you think is hot. There you go. So that summed up everything I just said in the last whatever how many minutes I've been talking in one sentence. Super great, Carol. Okay. Listeners, you guys are the best, right? You are what makes us all still keep doing this, is making my soundgasm numbers tick up and everything like that. My listeners, everybody's listeners, you're wonderful. If you like a thing, then I'm thrilled. Please show your appreciation with upvotes and comments and stuff like that. I don't have anything a lot to say. I mean, your role can seem so passive, but it's so important, right? If I don't see those numbers, and I mean, not that it would stop me from recording. I like recording I like recording just because I like recording, but I also do it because people tell me how much it means to them. So that was an interesting thing. This is the problem when Caroline just rambles, right? No script. Okay. If I know this isn't just me, but if we make something and the numbers don't go up, then we say, oh, okay, people don't like that kink or my voice, you know, clearly I'm a terrible performer, whatever. Everybody's got their own justification for it. But if you like a thing, click that fucking upvote arrow, please. That will get you more of it. And that's a good thing as far as I know. Listeners, you're the best. You all deserve thousands of kisses, and I hope you get them. Voices to our male voices. Sum it up. Keep going. Just keep going, babe. I'm not using any names in this, but there are a good number of male voices here who did not start with the numbers that they have now. And a good number of them also are on second accounts, or have deleted their early stuff that doesn't have good numbers, for images or whatever reason. Please do not compare yourself to anybody. And that includes in voicing and everywhere else in your life. You are your own person. Please be that person. Women are absolutely terrible for showing appreciation. It's a thing. I don't know why. I mean, everybody's got different theories. You know, a girl on the internet tends to be getting a lot of attention, so she doesn't usually need to put out that attention, which is unfair and probably also untrue what I just said. I'm sure I'm going to have women tell me that I was wrong and what I said was like offensive. So don't go like bitching at girls. Okay, here, sidestep away from the whole voicing thing for a second. Men all the fucking time. I mean, I hear, okay, not from everybody, but still there's men who do this all the time. Say like, oh, you girls have it so fucking easy, right? No, we fucking don't. Keep going. Just keep on recording. Do not try to have a voice. Do not, and this is an order from Caroline, do not ever fake an orgasm. No faked orgasm sounds good, but especially no male faked orgasm sounds good. Now, I'm probably wrong. I've probably heard one faked and thought and not noticed. But in general, it's a topic of conversation that I've had with other voices. And we've been like, yeah, that wasn't real. It wasn't good. Come, like, just be real. Or don't come, right? Like, that's fine. You don't have to record yourself orgasming. That's totally fine. Just don't fake it, please. But record, same thing as I said to the authors. Record what you think is hot. If you don't think it's hot, it's not going to sound hot to me, right? If everybody wants you to be doing daddy rape stuff and all you want is to be like massaging my shoulders, then do that, right? Do what works for you. God, that actually sounds really good. Both of those depending on my mood, right? And that's the thing, is you're going to have listeners who are dependent on their mood having different things, especially if you're a male voice recording for women. Moods are a thing we deal with, right? Just keep going. That's my big thing for male voices. Keep going. Do what you know is right. Then that's pretty much it. I just take really way too long to say a thing. Female voices. Hi, girls. So exciting that you're doing this. If you've been doing this for a while and you're just hearing because you happen to know who I am or whatever, I don't know. Hi, anyhow. Female voices, go with your gut. That is my number one absolute for you, no matter what. I cannot tell you how many conversations I have been in. Every single one has been, you should have just gone with your gut. And that's from my own experience and other girls too. Go with your gut. That's every single thing I say here in the next 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it is I wind up talking for you. That's the baseline on this. Do what you know is right, not what your head tells you is right. Your head is stupid. You have a natural intelligence when you just instantly read a thing. And you'll tell yourself, you can't automatically judge him. I mean, based on his username or the way he spoke. You know, and again, you don't even know these are dudes, right? Like but don't just keep on using that pronoun anyway. You absolutely can. If you read a username and you say, ugh, that feels weird, then get the fuck out. Okay? That does not mean that dude is bad. He's just not necessarily right for you. And there's no fucking reason on the planet for you to take that risk. There are way more variables than we can possibly comprehend. And if you have something that intuitively says, nuh-uh, listen to it. Okay, I can't scientifically give you any kind of quotient that proves that's right, but there's no reason not to trust it. If you have a weird feeling, trust it. This is a weird place to be, being on the internet, especially working in sex. You don't know what's going on with people. You don't know how many different accounts they have or anything like this. If you think, hey, I've read this dude before, this might be the account of somebody I've already blocked, get away. You do not owe anybody an explanation. You don't have to be sweet about it. You don't have to make him feel okay. That is not your business. He was having orgasms before you showed up, and he'll keep having them once you're gone. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Get out. And report it. If it feels actually dangerous, report it. You don't have to have a good reason to. Mods get reports and they say, hey, you know what? There's nothing we can do about this. They ignore it. But sometimes mod gets a report and they're like, hey, you know what? That's the fourth fucking time somebody reported him just for a creepy feeling. And they can do shit about it. The mods over at Audible are fucking amazing for dealing with this stuff, right? They keep track of it. They know what's going on. Trust them. And that's the thing is, you know, trust the people who have been around longer. If somebody says, hey, I had a really bad experience with her or him or whoever, you can say, okay, I don't need to also be hurt by them to find out that's true. Now, that's not saying that you should believe every story about every person. Of course, people are going to tell you bullshit. There are a lot of big names here who I've heard a lot of shit about, and none of it is true. But it's the same fucking thing I started with, right? Like I said, I'm going to say it over and over again. Go with your gut. If you think, that feels weird, get out. Trust yourself. Protect yourself. You know yourself better than anybody else here. And again, that goes for outside of the internet too. Trust yourself. Protect yourself. You know yourself. And you know what you need. And you're going to doubt yourself. You're going to say, come on, over a spelling mistake? Fine. You can say you don't want to talk to somebody over a spelling mistake because you get something. And I know it's like it doesn't make any sense. How could you possibly understand somebody over a, you know, a freaking text message or a Reddit message or whatever these are, right? I don't know how. I just know that in my experience here so far, anytime I have just seen a name or a message or just the first sentence, I've been able to follow my gut and I've been right. And the people who have been like, hey, that dude seems safe and smart and I trust him, I've not yet been hurt. And the ones who have been like, I'm not entirely sure I think I should get out are the ones who wind up hurting me or other people. Went on a whole thing there. Comments and messages. You're going to get a ton of them, right? It's so easy to let that just like inflate your ego so fast. If you are a new voice who's happening to hear this, try not to do anything for the first month. Like, I mean, keep on recording, but you don't have to answer any messages or any comments or make any decisions about any scripts or anything like that. Just record at your pace and let that settle in. That first month is insane with how much attention you get. It threw my life completely upside down. I've spent a year like unthrowing that. It's been a year. You don't have to answer any comment or message. Again, these are people who have full lives. They are not dependent on you. And if somebody is dependent on you answering their message, that's probably not a mess that you want to get involved in. If you have somebody who so can't handle going about his day without hearing from you, you know, can't make it a couple days without knowing if you read that message or you didn't respond in time, that isn't somebody you need in your life. That is going to be trouble. I mean, unless you're like looking for trouble, well, then go ahead and pick those people up. They're here. But if somebody can't hang on for a couple days or is ever demanding of your time, you do not have to stay there. Get out. Same thing I've been saying, right? You can just, you don't have to say, hey, I'm done answering you. Or you can say just that. You can say just a simple sentence like that. Hey, I'm done answering you. I'm not answering you again. This will be your last message from me. Goodbye. Anything like that. You are not the miscongeniality of the internet. As soon as this user is done talking to you, he will talk to somebody else. It's okay. You are not responsible for his emotions. Scripts. You're going to get them sent to you. You're going to see them offered. There's a ton of them, and some of them are so good. Same thing as I said to the authors. You don't have to be doing variety. You can do what you think is hot. You can just do the same script over and over and over again. Your listeners will love it. It's what matters to you. You got into this because you wanted to do something enjoyable, right? You're spending your time doing this. You could be doing something else. Do what you think is fun. Because if you don't, well, then what's the point? Your pace. Both your pace of recording and your pace of your voice. Every single voice. I mean, I must have got told this like, I don't know, my first 60 scripts like 55 times to slow the fuck down. You just get way, way, way slower. It's easier to hear. It's more seductive. There's a lot of users who will listen to you just while they're like riding to work or while they're working. And if you're talking too fast, they can't possibly... Like, you can become just very soothing kind of background, which you may not want. I don't know. I like the idea that somebody can relax, just stick to me, orgasm. But also your pace of recording. Go with what is comfortable for you. Like, keep doing your normal life. This is a hobby that you pick up when you feel like it. It should not be, I have to get home because I have to answer this, right? Remember to look out the window while you're on your commute or whatever it is you're doing. You do not have to be owned by your character here. Your character here is another topic. A lot of people have an entire persona of who she is here that is different from her. I asked my husband about this last week. I said, what do you think? Is Caroline different than I am? He says, oh, yeah, yeah. You're a lot like Caroline. It's just you're sluttier than she is. Yeah, that's true. If you have a character, totally fine. If you don't, also totally fine. There isn't a wrong way to do this as long as it feels good to you. And as soon as it stops feeling good, stop doing the thing that didn't feel good. This is really common sense, but it sometimes is hard for us to remember. We start thinking that we owe somebody something or something, and you don't. Not here, not anywhere. You are your best friend, and you are the one who's there to take care of you. Technology in doing this. You're probably already using Audacity. If you're not, download it. It's free. It works great. It's super easy. If you have any problems using it, let me know or somebody else. There's probably non-GWA tutorials on YouTube about Audacity. Well, there's, I don't know, probably millions. I did make one. I don't know if I ever posted it because I have a horrible habit of making things and then just nobody hears them or reads them, whatever. So technology, and then your mic. So for my first 4 months here, I was using just the mic in my phone. I did a lot of my recordings in my car, which worked well because when it's a smaller space, you have smaller echo. So there's that. You do not need a better mic. A better mic does not make a better sound unless you also have a better space. That's that. You might want to look at improving your sound card if you actually care. But there's a ton more people who know a ton more about this than I do about technology. That's a big thing, though. Don't think that a better mic is going to A, improve your sound, or B, change anything else, because it doesn't. What it did change was when I used to just be recording into my phone, I could be anywhere. But once I got the mic, you have to put it in a space where it's usable. Otherwise, you'd just get these ridiculous echoes bouncing off of everything. So now I record in a closet, which actually a number of voices do. And it's great, right? The clothes make this whole sound blankety effect. And it's small, so there's no echo, and it works out totally awesome. And it's awesome when you have to do a door opening thing, because you can just there you go, there's the door open. Isn't that perfect? I love it. Except for all of my door opening sounds sound like that now. So I've stopped using it because all the doors sounded the same. Okay. I am getting ridiculous here. Sorry. So yeah, technology pacer, that's a little thing that I wanted to talk about. Go with your gut. I know I said I'd say it over and over again, and I already did, and I'm saying it again. Do it. You know you best. Take on the scripts that you like. Take on the partners that you like. Fucking collab. It's fun. Okay, I don't know. Don't do it if you don't want to do it. I loved it, though. I still love it. It's one of the best parts of this. To anybody listening to this, and I don't know how you'd fit into one of the topics of not being an author, listener, or voice, but we live in this non-binary world. So to somebody who has not been addressed yet, thank you very much for being with me. Bye.